Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, to our listeners globally, all the ships at sea, I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is already Thursday, the 13th day of May 2004. We're going to have wide open phones yet again here on the broadcast, and we're going to cover all of this vitally important news. I want to get into the oil prices and how we have a global cartel known as OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Producing Countries, which is nothing but a front group for the large oil companies themselves and make the lion's share of the profits. The Western oil companies are pointing their fingers at the Arabs, saying that it's those dirty Arabs' fault. Everything is always their fault. Well, they admit that the Arabs only get about 20% of the money. The rest is broken up between the oil companies and on tariffs and the gas stations that sell it to you. And from Exxon to ExxonMobil to Dutch Royal Shell, across the board, they're all registering record profits, the biggest profits they have made in their history. It is a scam. There is plenty of oil. They've got their peak oil people out there telling you there's no oil left, so just accept the high prices. It has nothing to do with that. They flipped a switch and raised the price of oil. The Arabs said a year ago they were going to reduce production. And the Western oil companies that own giant oil fields all over the planet, they have cut oil production. And we're being raped. And I look back at some of the numbers. Did you know that in the last 80 years, every time we've had very high energy prices, it's caused a serious recession or depression? And they're telling you that the economy is coming out of it. We're going to have to raise interest rates and all of this. And they're paying $3+ a gallon. $3+ a gallon for gas in many areas of the country. It's pushing $2 now in some areas of Texas. And we're right here with the oil refineries themselves. But they know it's time to rape you. Financially, psychologically, physically, if they can get away with it in the government. They know that you're distracted with the war, distracted with other economic problems, and that they can just have their way with you. The states are jacking up taxes, fines, fees, regulations, the cashless society control grids going into place. This is just the beginning of the fun. And as you watch your standard of living disappear, they're going to tell you that you're all alone while everybody else is doing just great. We'll also get into the Times of London. FBI complained about CIA torture. Also, they admit that they submerge people, like in the movie Conspiracy Theory, that's an old torture tactic, in a pool of water in a special chair until you start panicking and drowning. And then bring you back out again. I mean, this putting the bag over the head basically does the same thing. And it's used in most major police departments around the country. This is one of their favorite little systems. So everything you're hearing about overseas being legitimized for use against Americans is now being used here. Isn't that just precious? So understand, it's not just for all those foreigners who deserve it, and our troops are just having a good time, blowing off some steam, like Limbaugh said. Oh, it's for you and your family. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the Arc Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With Arc's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. Arc's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the Arc Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, my friends, it is the 13th day of May on this Thursday edition. We're going to have wide open phones yet again. So much is happening on the geopolitical scene here domestically that I want to give you a chance, as many of you as possible, to talk about any particular news story that you want to discuss, that you want to bring forward. It's kind of like that C-SPAN journal they do in the morning where people call in with their news article that they want to talk about. You're welcome to do that. You're welcome to discuss any of the stories, articles that I discuss or bring forward. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. So definitely go check them out today. Coming up later, you know, I didn't get into chemtrails as much as I wanted to yesterday. I did cover some of it, but I actually want to read this Time Magazine article about them. And then I came across the official PlayStation magazine for video games. So I got a copy of it last night and just flipped through it. And you're saying, wait a minute, we've got news of torture and beheadings and gas prices going over, you know, $3.50 a gallon in some areas of the country. Why are you getting off into video games? Because we talk a lot about how the nonfiction print media, broadcast television news shows, cable news shows, have been supporting torture, saying torture's good, promoting torture, saying it's a wonderful virtue, something we need to accept. Then the dramas, the fiction on television, which is even more powerful, form of propaganda because people turn off their thinking cap, turn off the critical thinking process, and just accept it. Psychologically, studies have shown almost every drama, they're strapping people down, torturing them to death. It's good. They're doing it to keep us safe. But I remember about 3 years ago a game called Dungeon Keeper, and there was in a PC Gamer review, mainstream, just, oh, you're a devil down in a subterranean pit, and you go out to the villages and capture children and torture them to death, and the more pain you cause, the more demonic powers you get. Then you build an army of slaves underground to go out and, you know, smash the smiles off people's shining faces. And there's these games where you rape the woman and then you blow her head off and then you get bonus cash. These are all these Grand Theft Autos and games like that are out there. There's a whole slew of them. And these are, I mean, the graphics on these are like animated movies. It's incredible quality now. And it's not just children that are playing this. Adults are playing this. This is the fastest growing media out there next to the internet. There are just hundreds of millions of people in the Western world, tens and tens and tens and tens of millions, what do they say, like 70 million people play video games in this country. So it's not the old days of Pac-Man or Space Invaders or Galaga. Galaxia. This is simulated murder, death, torture. They have games like Deus Ex, where they admit the government releases a bioweapon to create a crisis, then they've got the serum, and you've got to join their New World Order, Illuminati, if you're going to get the serum, and you kidnap militia members and torture them to death because they're trying to fight the New World Order. You serve the New World Order with pleasure. Well, last night I bought this magazine at a grocery store. Then I went to the gym at about 11 o'clock at night to exercise on an exercise bike. And I flipped through the official U.S. PlayStation. That's the Sony gaming platform. And about half the games, you go around killing people, killing terrorists, torturing people. And then I found a game in here called Rainbow Six 3. And it's first for PlayStation 2. And they have UN patches on, and it shows them torturing someone in here. And you go out and you kill the terrorists globally. You're a UN death force. And I remember Tex Mars when I was in his office 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, doing research for my Bohemian Grove film, because he just has huge rooms full of filed mainstream news articles, documents. There was an army document from the 70s called the Rainbow Brigade, and it was a special forces official document how they were the riders of the four horsemen, they, you know, how they served Lucifer, how they bring the new age in with death, and how they were the Rainbow Six group. And then I open up a magazine, and there's the Rainbow Brigade Six group. And they've got their UN patches, and they go out and kill the militia leaders. So your children are simulating killing patriots, defenders, who are the last line against the New World Order, at least on the physical front. And, I mean, just, okay, this is the first page. The suffering, prison in hell, the bars may keep you in, but they won't keep them out. And the suffering is an all-new next-generation entry into the action horror genre, and the first game of its kind to probe into the very unsettling and seedy underbelly of maximum security penitentiary, which is haunted by horrific, gruesome apparitions and represented by the unique and disturbing executions that previously befell them. Take on the role of Torque, an inmate who must face more than just his own inner demons. And it's just incredible. And then you turn to the next page, and it's Prince of Persia, and it shows him cutting somebody's head off. And the next one, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, and you've got to go out and assassinate and kill everybody for the homeland. And the next thing is Hellboy. It says Satan is good, and he works for the government. Folks, I'm just going to continue flipping each page here. And on this page, there's about 20 games and just half-naked women running around. And here's another one, Champions of Norrath. You go out and kill all the demons and fight with them. And just game after game after game of this stuff. And the point is that I've looked at these games. I've even, you know, tested them out, played a few of them. And it's just all simulating death and murder. Here's one. It's Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Jungle Storm. And it shows a headline at the top. It says, "Freedom isn't free." And it says, "World News," the newspaper clipping. "Bad weather credited for sudden drop in Colombian cocaine production." See, oh, the covert wars are cute. And it shows troops busting in, killing a bunch of people at a table preparing cocaine. Well, in truth, the war in Colombia, two-thirds of the country aren't FARC-controlled, commie-controlled, and that's all left alone. That's not sprayed. The cocaine's grown and shipped to the U.S., prepared, processed. It's all public. The head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99 was in Reuters, a photo of him hugging the head of the FARC, saying, "Look, invest your money with Wall Street," which is legal, by the way, loophole, "or we're going to have you invaded." And the commies said no, so they get attacked. The competition gets attacked. That's all it is. But, oh, the average person playing this game, and it shows him, you go around killing the commies, and it's all covert, and they got a sports game. And the next one is Final Fantasy X2. Last time she saved the world, this time it's personal. And, you know, there's all these spirits they've got to deal with. And you turn to the next page, and, you know, it gives you a review of that game. And just over and over and over and over and over again. Total, here's another game, you know, Dark Alliance 2, and, you know, with the dark powers, you defeat the enemy. And then here's another one, Killer Bod, supermodel Heidi Klum embraces evil in Everything or Nothing. That's the headline. Embraces evil. Okay, well, let me turn the next page here. It says Gundam, Encounters in Space. That's just a robot game. And it just goes, oh, here it is. Taste the Rainbow. PS2 gamers get to patriotically fight terror coming spring, and they've got the UN symbol on their arm with rainbow over it. And there's an image here of one of the rainbow people who is handcuffing somebody, about to hit him in the back of the head with a rifle. And later I want to read some of this. Some of the things you do, how you fight for the UN against the evil right-wingers. Here's another one. The world's most elite command unit is leaving the jungle only to enter another one. You know, fighting the terrorists. Here's another one. I mean, just page after page. Wrath Unleashed. Another game where you're demons and you fight with each other. On and on and on and on and on and on. Oh, boy. Should I continue with all of this? Should I continue? I don't know. I'm going to go back over that later. I want to come back and get into the torture and the oil prices and the rest of it. But this is just another front of propaganda. And people are playing these games. And I have to say, about half the military games they have now, the kill games, you're a UN soldier killing right-wingers. You know, the games will start out where you're fighting some foreigners, but you always get back to, you know, hanging somebody up and torturing them because you're a good guy. And, of course, you have implantable chips under your skin to communicate with the satellite systems that empower you because you're this nanotech leader. Are you starting to get how bad it is? Are you starting to realize that people are playing these games and just totally being conditioned? Very, very serious. Very, very serious. All right, we'll break and come back, and I'll get into FBI, a complaint about CIA torture of Al-Qaeda prisoners. And again, Al-Qaeda suspects. Let's make that clear. So, because they wouldn't dare actually capture any real CIA officers and torture them. They just got to make it look good to the world and train a cadre of torturers. The CIA has used harsh interrogation techniques against high-level Al-Qaeda figures, including forcibly submerging them underwater until they fear they will drown. It was reported today. Yeah, that brings in the panic instinct. Suffocation is one of their favorite tactics. you'll probably end up having it used on you in a jail someday. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I didn't mean to spend 8 minutes or so going over video games. It's just everything is bombarded. It's almost like it's in the air we breathe, the propaganda. You open Time magazine up, and we're teaching school children that condensation trails are left at 5,000 feet. This is a new phenomenon, but it's no big deal. Please accept it. It is changing our climate. You know, the Associated Press comes out. Well, NASA admits the Earth is 20% darker, and This is causing things to heat up, and it is the jets doing it. This didn't happen before, but now ice crystals form at 3,000, 4,000 feet in the middle of summer and stay there all day. This is scientifically impossible, but just shut up and accept it. I mean, I'm living in the twilight zone here, people. I mean, how do I even cover an article out of the Times of London? It's also in the Associated Press. FBI complained about CIA torture of Al-Qaeda prisoners. The FBI told their people do not be part of these interrogations. And at the same time, I mean, I got to give people some background on that. Al-Qaeda is CIA. They flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan to safety and paid them off. They grabbed nobodies and took them to Camp X-Ray for torture to train our troops how to torture and to make you think they're doing something. It's all theater, people. This is admitted, by the way. Generals have quit and gone public with this. But then the average Joe reads, oh, they're torturing Al-Qaeda. So what? It isn't Al-Qaeda they're torturing. It's some poor person they grabbed off the side of the road who literally doesn't even know how to find America on a map, who doesn't know how to read or write. That's what they're doing. And it's just so horrible to watch this happen and to see this going on. And then to know that OPEC is a puppet of the big banks and to know that they're raping us on oil prices. And then to see them put out their disinfo through the oil companies that, oh, there's no oil left. You're going to pay a lot more now when there's oil all over the place, giant new reserves being found on a monthly basis. There is no such thing as peak oil in the near future. I mean, the next 50, 60, 70, 80 years. It's just how they run these scams, just how they get away with it, and how people gullibly buy into it. And now you get to be raped. While the oil companies register record profits in their histories. This is the type of news we need to talk about it. And then meanwhile, the senators admit that there's photos of raping women, beating children, sodomizing people, but none of that's getting released. That's not getting discussed. It's all diverting us onto this England white trash, I'm not going to say it, individual. Let's just say low IQ individual going, I was ordered to do this and I was ordered to do that. Well, obviously you were. It's admitted. But now they're all focusing in on, you know, them having orgies in front of the Iraqis. I mean, this is just degenerate. This is psychopathic behavior. Psychopaths kidnap people, torture them, have sex in front of them, have sex with them. I mean, how these neocons can make excuses for this, but we're all diverted off into that now. Ooh, the sex. Let's talk about the consensual sex between the guards, between the thugs. Let's not focus in on raping women and children. You still got the public in denial about that when it's admitted in the Army's own report. So that's what I'm dealing with, and I'm really upset about all this. I'm sick of it. It's time for everybody to wake up to what's going on and to break your conditioning. We'll come back and start going to your calls, but the CIA has used harsh, I thought it was torture, interrogation techniques against high-level Al-Qaeda figures, high-level, including forcibly submerging them underwater until they fear they will be drowned. It was reported today. Also, it comes out that there was a type of hit list posted on the web mentioning the Berg family's business, interestingly enough. A kind of a hit list of people who were against the coalition. And very interesting. And, of course, they admit, the FBI admits, there were federal lawsuits filed. The military has admitted in letters that they were holding Mr. Berg. And then yesterday they tried to come out and deny it. Oh, you better deny you held Mr. Berg. And then 24 hours later he was in Al-Qaeda's hands. And then a few weeks later got his head chopped off. And a lot of doctors are looking at the video and saying, there's not blood spurting. He cut somebody's head off. There should be a lot of blood spurting. They now think he'd already been killed, and then they just added the theatric screaming to it. I didn't think that screaming was loud enough or energetic enough. And the body just lays there, doesn't flop around or resist. I mean, you get your hand stuck in something, you're going to start screaming and yelling and pulling on it. But not this guy with his hands and arms tied. He didn't even flop around. They just cut his head off, and there's this squealing going on, this horrible squealing. Was he drugged? I don't know. We'll be back. We know the CIA killed him.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
All right, we're back live.
And the flames went higher. And it
Mr. Chalibi, the convicted bank robber, of $300 million. The top lieutenant of the Shah running torture operations over several decades in Iran, is running much of Iraq. He's the real top lieutenant or henchman of Mr. Bremer, the regional governor. And it is now being reported that he is under investigation for kidnapping, torture, you name it. Oh, surprise, surprise. You see, if I'm a police officer, if I was an investigator and I was wanting to know who cut Mr. Berg's head off, I would go into the area, find out who had control, find out who has a history of doing this, and that's the first person I'd talk to. First person I'd talk to was somebody who had 3.5 to 4 decades of this under their belt and who had an entire squad of thousands of killers. I'm not saying Mr. Chalibi had anything to do with this. I know the coalition wouldn't have their men do it themselves. Wink, wink, nod, nod, snicker, snicker. You get Mr. Berg into your custody. You hold him. He gets released and gets snatched off the street right afterwards. And then some chubby guys in outfits cut your head off. And the coalition gets a big boost. Oh. But maybe Mr. Tlaibi would, since he's running things, could tell them who to investigate or could, you know, give them some leads. That's all I'm saying. Let's talk to Mr. Tlaibi. Let me dig that article out. It's deep in the pile here. I meant to get to that first, and then we'll go to your calls here in a second. We will go over this. There's OPEC powerless to stem oil price surge. Yeah, it's the oil companies. Bloggers doubt Berg execution video, and a lot of doctors do as well. Rumsfeld's visit to Abu Ghraib prison in the eye of abuse storm. It's torture storm, not abuse storm. We have just the anti-Jessica Lynch, that's what they're calling her, the evil woman in the shocking videos and photos of her in orgies at the base. Lawmakers say new photos, abuse photos are disturbing. One senator said it is as bad as you could imagine. Well, the worst case scenario many times over again. But there's no big discussion of that. There is video and photos of them raping women. How do you make excuses of that? So we'll be going over that as well. But Rumsfeld is backing the interrogation methods now. First they apologize, then they do that. Beheaded man's firm was on right-wing enemies list. You mean neocon enemies list. Here's the MSNBC article where the lead guy supposedly cutting Mr. Berg's head off a few weeks ago. Well, it turns out he's been dead for over 3 months. So that's some of what's coming up. But this is from MSNBC, from Tom Brokaw's Nightly News. Iraq Congress members under investigation, and this Congress, again, was appointed. The head guy is Tlaibi. Allegations include abduction, robbery, assault, car theft, and that's why the murder rate has gone up several thousand percent now. Tlaibi's people are just openly mobsters. That's what they are. He's a convicted bank robber. Our allies want him arrested, okay? It isn't Iran saying arrest him. It isn't Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, he's our buddy now, too. I guess he's not a bad guy anymore, being sarcastic. It says, members of the Iraqi National Congress and its leader, Ahmed Tlaibi, were airlifted into southern Iraq the day Saddam Hussein fell, and they did the little cheering and the cutting down of the statue and all that. Tlaibi was President Bush's guest at the State of the Union address. Even today, the INC gets $340,000 a month from the Pentagon to feed the United States intelligence information. Again, we should talk to Tlaibi about who he thinks might be behind the cutting of the head off. He might have some information. He might be able to help. Just because, you know, he's the intelligence guy. That's all I'm saying. But NBC News has learned that members of the group are now under investigation by Iraqi police in Baghdad. Allegations of abduction. Abduction? No. These boys 35 years ago would pull up in the van and grab you and take you away to be tortured. I mean, that's what Tlaibi does. It's admitted. Robbery, abduction, robbery, stealing 11 Iraqi government vehicles, and it lists a whole bunch of other stuff. And it says an Iraqi police official says one doctor claims he was kidnapped at gunpoint. They bound him, took him to an unknown place, and after he got back to his house, he discovered they took $20,000. We caught the suspects, and they said they were from the INC. Iraq authorities tell NBC that four INC operatives are under arrest, and an arrest warrant has been issued for the INC's chief of intelligence. The INC confirms that its offices were searched 6 times and 11 cars seized, but officials say they've done nothing illegal. No, you're just a convicted bank robber, Mr. Tlaibi. You just stole $300 million, okay, from a bank. You're a very nice person. There is something going on, which basically is what it appears to me is trying to put political pressure on the INC, according to an INC official, Muhar Swatcat. And it says all this comes in the wake of findings that key intelligence on weapons of mass destruction provided by Chilibi's group was false, perhaps even fabricated. Perhaps fabricated? A convicted bank robber? The admitted top torture lieutenant? Oh, he wouldn't. He's a nice man. In fact, the former head of the weapons hunt, David Kay, questions why a group that provided fabricated information is still on the U.S. payroll. Because they can get things done. You know, once taken, You know, once taken, excused, says Kay. Twice taken, you're an idiot. And I think we're now at the point of we're really an idiot. Tonight, a Pentagon spokesman says he knows nothing about the police investigation, but that $4 million taxpayer dollars going to Chalibi's group is already being reviewed. Chalibi. By the way, they took most of the former Republican Guard generals who were paid off beforehand, and they run the prisons. They're the ones in there directing the raping of the children and the women. This is in the news. Our troops are under Iraqi general command. Well, it goes like this. Civilian CIA contractors to protect the CIA. There's that membrane of plausible deniability. Iraqi generals, and then our troops under them, and then our generals can't even go in these prisons. And then, see, they can go after a general, investigate one of our generals, and then the general's done nothing wrong because they haven't. And, oh, see, the general didn't know. It was the troops alone. And then, in a way, that'll be true, but it wasn't the troops alone. It was the troops under orders. So, this is disgusting. This is disgusting. The Iraqis did, some of them, welcome us. They hoped things would be better. The Shiites did. They were our allies. And now they're all running around shooting at our troops because they were lied to. And I don't support what they're doing, but you've got to look at the facts, people. Running over their houses, bulldozing their cars, doing all this is not winning the hearts and minds, and it isn't meant to. Donald Rumsfeld's $7 billion a year program, P2OG, the Proactive Intelligence Group, said, we're going to kill people, we're going to make them hate us, we're going to assassinate, we're going to bomb, and we're going to get people to attack us to have a bigger terrorist threat to expand the war. This is Rumsfeld. This is meant. They're getting our troops killed. We could have gone into Iraq. We could have put a real government in. We could have left them alone. But see, then they'd expect some of their own oil and stuff. So instead, we're going to be there for another decade, and tens of thousands of troops are going to die, and it's going to never end. And they're going to put the Chalibis and others in control. Shame on you. Shame on you. Yes, if we were really wanting to go in there preemptively to put in a better government, if we'd have said, we're sorry we put Saddam into power, we're sorry we trained him and others at Fort Benning, Georgia, how to torture your children and rape your wives, and we're sorry we gave him nerve gas, we're gonna give you tens of billions of dollars, fix your country, we apologize. But no, we're going to get this evil guy out who we've never had anything to do with, and we're going to give you freedom, and they come in and put the same people back in power. That's all it is. It's pure wickedness. All right, let's go to the calls. Thanks for holding. I'm going to go to your calls quickly. Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, you're on the air.
Hey, Don Alex. Listen,
good.
Just my critique of that video. I saw it on Tuesday night on your website. Looked as phony, as staged. It was a sterile environment. There weren't any like paintings on the wall in Arabic. It didn't look like it looked like a staged sterile environment.
Same lighting, the same intentional blurring of the lens, like the fat Bin Laden, which they later had to admit quietly in the back of the paper was a fake. They won't say who did it. The fat Bin Laden who gained 50, 60 pounds with a big nose, twice as big as Bin Laden's, saying I did it. I carried out 9/11. It looked like the same producer made it.
Right. Well, the fact is, first of all, the picture that they released on television of this Berg in civilian clothes looked like he was about 220 pounds. It looked like a pretty good stocky boy. He had short hair. This guy looked nothing like him at all. It looked like an Arab.
Well, two weeks in federal custody, and then 2 weeks in Al-Qaeda custody. You will lose weight, sir.
Well, I'm sure you will. But here's the thing.
The family thinks he's dead.
Okay.
Mr. Berg got his probably was killed and then had his head cut off, or he could be sheep-dipped, as they say, deep cover. He has the intelligence agency M.O. being in all these third-world countries.
That's right.
And then suddenly, and they could have changed. They do this all the time. It's admitted in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and that's as far back as has been declassified, thousands of people had their death staged. This is admitted. Now, that could be happening, but I'm not going to go there because I can't prove it.
Okay, I'm not going to go there either.
No,
but
you go ahead and go there.
Well,
you got your rights.
You're right. Right. I think it's completely staged. We have no idea who the masks people were. We only heard an audio. First of all, here's something that's not talked about. I haven't heard anybody say this. Where did he get an orange jumpsuit? Only Guantanamo Bay people, the prisoners down there, have orange jumpsuits. I don't think the I don't want to call them terrorists. That's what I'm starting to repeat their
lies. I hate to disagree with you, but it is a pinkish-orange, Arabic-style, large-sleeved, open woman's clothing, basically.
Oh,
it's a woman's nightshirt.
Okay, it's a woman's nightshirt. Well, the other thing about the blood, there would have been blood flying everywhere if this guy was still alive.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been in a few slaughterhouses. Many summers I worked for a large animal vet, and I've been by some, and I've seen a cow get its head cut off. I've seen a pig get its head cut off. Blood shoots 15 feet.
Absolutely everywhere. There's an article in Washington Post from Tuesday. It talks about the. Across America, war means jobs. Ooh, and they're talking about that in Alabama, one of the largest military uniform suppliers, they're making 50,000 uniforms a week. Now think about that, 50,000 a week, and there's only 130,000 men there or soldiers there.
Well, look, they've reinstituted the draft board.
Right.
The Pentagon's own website. They're getting ready for selective service for women. They got 12 different draft bills, and the yuppie neocon socialists are still denying that the draft is in the pike.
Right. And just because they had an AK-47 in that video doesn't mean that the United States troops dressed up in...
By the way, the Arabs, mainstream Arab news channels have looked at that.
Right.
He never said Al-Qaeda.
Right.
What they said is, we can't sit here on our hind ends and do nothing. That's what the CIA guy said.
Right.
because Al-Qaeda means the base... Or the fort.
Yeah, that's what
it means. A close translation, but way off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I say wolf, and you go, oh, he said St. Bernard.
Well, yeah, and also on a local news here in the Baltimore area and across the country, heroin is out of sight as a new epidemic drug.
Record levels. Look,
that's right.
That was almost just a few tons a year coming out of there. Now it's thousands and thousands of tons pouring out for your daughter to inject and turn into a prostitute. Thanks for the call. That's right. They're shipping the smack in. Isn't that what you call heroin, smack? Enjoy your smack. Your government shipped in smack. Scott in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, I really appreciated that roundtable you did on Coast to Coast with George Norrie.
Well, email George and tell him to have me back on.
Already been done. I talked to Linda Howe last night, one of your other roundtable spokesmen there. And did she get to tell you what happened to her at the airport, the abuse and the intimidation she fell under?
Well, it's everybody. Look, I have seen 85-year-old, I'm not kidding, World War II people wearing their World War II hats who are with walkers and oxygen having some foreigner in a green beret-like outfit in the Chicago airport called Wolverine Security shoving the old men and ladies around while people with giant turbans walk right onto the plane.
That's awful. She said she was threatened with arrest if she didn't cooperate completely. And they use this as intimidation. It seems to me we have the right to charge these people with official intimidation and the abuse of their power.
It's called official oppression. So what happened to her?
Well, I think she should tell her story since she's a reporter with another network, but you ought to have your producer give her a call and get her to tell her story on your show.
That's a good idea.
And I really think we as citizens need to know, and don't let this stick in your throat, although it does in mine too, what's expected of us when we go into the airport, because none of us want to cause trouble. But
they've had articles where they make pregnant women take their clothes off in front of people.
Well, this is what I'm saying. And we need to know what our rights are, what's expected of us, and let's get the dialogue going so we can get this changed.
I hear you. Conservative activists, liberal activists, news people are basically having their names put in databases. Bad credit, you get pulled out and searched. And I don't mean taking your shoes off. I mean 45-minute interrogations. I mean body cavity searches in some cases.
Yeah, I'll give your producer her home phone number if you want to turn me over to your producer.
Oh, so you know her home phone number?
Oh, yeah, I talk to Lynn on a regular basis.
Now, we'd like to have her on. Yeah, Stephanie, get her number for me.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Okay, thank you. Stephanie will get that from you, my friend. Let's talk to who's up next here? Lorraine in California.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, I have a question for you. I saw on the internet it said that in Skull and Bones, to get initiated, part of the ritual was to kiss the slipper of the Catholic Pope. Is that true?
No.
Oh, okay. That was on, I think, the Cloak and Dagger website, if I'm not mistaken. So that's not part of it.
Then. I mean, we know what goes on in there, and it's the Illuminati was actually anti-Catholic Church, so it was German in nature. And they worship Satan. They do simulated murders outside. That's been caught on tape by Mr. Rosenbaum at the New York Observer. And it's a druidic, Germanic death cult. The Order of Death is its true name, and they get in coffins and are born again and ask Lucifer to enter their body, and this is what goes on.
Oh, I see. Well, so that's just made up then.
Well, I don't know where they got that. I have no knowledge of that, and I know quite a bit about Skull and Bones.
Well, I do know that the Catholic Pope a couple times called for a New World Order, and so did Billy Graham.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the Catholic Church, the establishment Protestant Church, is New World Order controlled.
Uh-huh.
But I'm talking about, you know, the founding of Skull and Bones. At the time that Skull and Bones was founded, it was a different power structure struggling for power against the Catholic Church, at least at many levels.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were preachers in it in the beginning, from what I understand,
well,
right?
Well, Adam Weishaupt, yeah.
Well, no, there were actually some Protestant preachers
okay.
in the beginning.
I'm telling you, Adam Weishaupt was the founder of it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Good questions. Okay, we'll come back and go to more of your calls. Stay with us. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So, a bunch of Chalidi's people have been indicted. The former torture master of Iran, the convicted bank robber of Jordan, wanted for abduction, robbery, stealing, you name it. What do you think about that? This great savior of Iraq we've installed. He's the muscle that can hit hard and hit fast for the globalist. ought to be talking to Mr. Chalibi. I bet he can give us some information about stuff going on in Iraq as of late. Mr. Chalibi. Your calls are coming up in uno momento, but before I do that, before we go to Chad and Michael and Ken and Tim in and Menando, or what's that next caller? Monaro, and others, I do want to encourage every single one of you, every last scintilla of humanity out there listening, to cease instantly your procrastination and to join us in the info war against the globalists. The pen is mightier than the sword, and the modern printing press is the VHS or DVD info bomb. My videos, my documentaries are waking up 90% of those that will watch them. We have a tool that's working, and your purchase of the films makes this broadcast possible. You're authorized to make copies of my videos. I want you to make copies of my 10 films. I also carry other films you can't make copies of. At least I don't authorize it because they're not my videos. Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, Ownership's incredible new film, Innocence Betrayed, about 180 million people killed after having their guns taken around the world. An incredibly produced film. You've got to have it. It comes with three free comic books, Grandpa Jack comic books about gun control that put it in simple but focused documented terms. You get all of that for $29.95. My films are $25.95, $20 when you order three or more. Find out about 9/11 with 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror. Find out about what Skull and Bones really does and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get Matrix of Evil, my newest video, absolutely amazing, with Ron Paul. Just all these great people. Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, and others. Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales. Toll-free number to get the films, the books on tape, the pro-gun t-shirts, to neocons, the liberal t-shirts that are pro-gun. I understand we're liberal. The toll-free number to get all of this is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order via our secure shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action today. Let's go ahead and talk to Chad in Virginia. Chad, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your input on a couple of headlines I saw.
Okay.
On like last weekend, late at night, I saw on headline news they had a deal about the UN. They're almost 30 in barricading it, you know, and putting up all the new high-tech barricades there. And
where is the UN doing this? Your phone was cutting out.
I'm sorry, in New York, at their headquarters.
Yeah, well, courthouses, UN buildings, federal buildings are turning into armored camps, and they treat you like a slave when you come in to do some business there to pay them some finer fee. And it's all part about the bunkering in place, making us the enemy, preparing for more control.
Okay, and secondly, I saw something on the news today. I thought, you know, people might want to know, is I have a baby, and it's pretty sickening when you know their agenda, you know, and they put out a warning that children's Motrin has adult Tylenol in it instead of Motrin.
And that can cause a problem for a baby.
Oh, yes. Bad problem. Kill a baby.
Cause toxic shock in the liver, I guess.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk more about it in the second hour.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.